2020 election sadness. The sadness of the death of America. We were given a political savior in President Trump. The multitudes have politically crucified him just as they physically crucified our Lord. I do not draw this comparison lightly. The rejection of Christ Jesus doomed Israel. Israel ceased to exist for 1978 years. The rejection of President Trump will doom America. She will never rise again. But this sad turn of events is not the only thing to be sad about. It is simply the culmination of a whole series of sad things. What is sad is that all the people we have elected to protect and defend the Constitution and the Republic are pathetic hirelings and principal prostitutes. What is sad is the incessant propaganda of the fake media. What is sad is the fascism of the tech tyrants. What is sad is the fear-mongering and manipulation by experts, mayors, and governors. What is sad is the destruction of people's businesses and lives through arbitrary shutdowns. What is sad is that the Supreme Court will hear an individual's case, but rejects the case of whole states and 75 million people. What is sad is the deception that has taken over the minds of the city dwellers in mass. What is sad is the lack of justice and equal application of the law to the high and mighty. What is sad is that America, in this moment of history, is unworthy of one drop of shed blood that enabled this country to break free from Britain and that protected and defended the world against tyrants. What is sad is that the light that America has shown to the world of the possibilities of freedom and faith is being extinguished. What is sad is that a civil war appears to be the only way that the vestiges of America's greatness can be salvaged for the future. What is sad is that all of this could have been avoided had there been more people like Joseph McCarthy 65 years ago, with the wisdom to see where the disease of Marxism would bring us. What is sad is that ministers of the gospel have been quiet in the face of Satan's advances. Disease of the mind becomes disease of the heart. We're now a nation ruled by un-American, self-centered, deluded fools. They're fools because they have not retained God in their knowledge. Wisdom comes from God. Disconnection from God has put the country into a dark place. Darkness is when the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The scripture tells us that men love darkness rather than light. So unless there is a miracle, we will get what we deserve. All nations that forget God will be cast into hell. The only light that I can see at this point is the return of Christ Jesus. But before that happens, we will see the total evaporation of what we have known as America. And we will see the rise of the world government that socialist globalists have dreamed of. There's no mention of America in end time prophecy. This means that we will either cease to exist or that we will simply be irrelevant. Can you imagine that? America. Irrelevant. But with that government, that one world government, we will see the death of freedom. We will see the death of Christianity. We will see poverty, disease, mental breakdowns, hatred, violence. We will see increased natural disasters. We will see hopelessness and despair. We will see tribulation as has never been experienced or even imagined. So yes, we have much to be sad about. Though the return of Christ will save the world, His return will happen because we have been such miserable stewards.